Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. It is me. I am the host. Welcome. Okay. If you are enjoying this podcast, please let me know with the rating. If you are not subscribed, subscribe. Okay. I am very consistent. Ask about me in these podcast streets. This is season 24. This is episode 20 something. Okay. Because I'm not a liar. If you want to find more about me and my podcast and even a blog that I do, you can hop your booty on shambypodden.com. If you're interested in merch, I got that. You want that? I got that. On shambypodden spot. Okay, link can be found in the show notes and on the website. And if you want to at me, it's at shambypodden. On almost everything. All right, y'all. You see the topic. Why doesn't she want to have sex anymore? Why doesn't she want to have sex with you? Why she doesn't want to have sex? Period. Okay. It's very simple. Okay. Because you as a man may want sex doesn't mean that woman that you're with or that woman that you like wants sex from you. Okay. And it could be numerous factors. Okay. The worst thing men can do is let a woman feel like sex is expected from her for him or demanded from her for him. Because that's a nasty approach. That's an ill, yuck, ugh approach. Do you need an escort, sir? Because that's what it sounds like. When you see a woman or you're around a woman or you spend time with a woman and you demand sex or you feel like that should be on pivot for you without any effort, you need to get an escort. You need to pay that shit up front. Okay? Because when you're in a relationship or when you're in your marriage and the sex is becoming absolutely nothing, there's some things you should ask. Okay, when was the last time I had sex? What were we doing before that? What were those months like before that? Are there things for me that I can approve that may make her want to have sex? Okay, such as quality time. Are you spending quality time with her? Do you give her quality time? Do you set aside time to do things with her? Does she have to initiate every conversation that she wants to have with just you and her? Does she have to initiate y'all going to places all the time because you never want to go? Or you never say, hey, let's go here. You don't want to go on walks. You don't want to work out together. And you don't have to work out together because I like to work out by myself. But you have to think about what have you been showing this woman actively that's telling her something non-verbally, okay? Because I pick up on that. If you went from telling me good morning all the time and talking to me early in the morning or calling me early in the morning and then you stop, do you think I'm going to call you? Do you think I'm going to text you? I'm not leading this relationship. You are. You're the man. Once I feel like I have to be the leader in the relationship and initiate things most of the time because you won't, you have become the woman and I have become the man. And I don't want to be the man in a relationship with the man. I just don't. Okay? Do you support this woman? Do you show her support? Do you speak life into her? Do you tell her that she looks pretty today? Or do you tell her that you miss her? You know, do you keep that engagement consistent? Do you show her that you care? Or have you lied to her and now she doubts you? She doubts the relationship. She doubts anything that comes out your mouth, because that could be a thing. Are you active? Do you work out? Do you do something good for your health? Are you eating healthier? You know what I'm saying? Are you boxing? Are you running? Are you playing basketball more? Are you lifting weights? Are you doing something that shows her like, yeah, my man is fit. He wants to, you know, be healthy. Or are you feeding her man boobs? Are you feeding her that big 11 months pregnant stomach talking about I need sex, because 11 months pregnant stomach on a man is not sexy. It's just not. I got enough boobs for the both of us. I don't want my man to have boobs. Okay? Get the arms together. Get them legs together. Okay? Your body barely goes through any changes life-wise. Women be on their cycles, working out. Women be pregnant, working out. Women be giving birth, after that, working out. There's no reason why a man's body should be out of shape at any time in his life, unless he has gone through some major surgery or he has lost a limb and how he has to work out has changed. But sir, why are you not active? Especially if you partake in the greenery. Why are you not making sure the rest of your body is healthy? Why are you not making sure that your diet is correct while you partake in the greenery? Because your greenery is going to fuck up your heart and your lungs, amongst other things. Okay? Do you show this woman affection consistently? Not just sometimes, consistently. Because that might be a factor on why she doesn't want to have sex with you. Okay? All of these things I'm going to talk about in this episode. And if you are not ready to hear the real, skip it. Because I'm not going to sit on here and lie to you and sugarcoat shit. Women know why they're not fucking you. Women know why they don't want to have sex with you. Women do not want to have sex with a man who's not concerned about her being pleasured. Her getting hers. So he can get his. So y'all both could be happy. Because if I screw a man and I don't come, we never fucked. Fight with your mom. Fight with your mom. Because I could play with myself by myself. I don't need somebody else to help me. Because that's all you're doing if I'm not getting pleasured also, is you're playing games. But let's get into this episode. And when it comes to women, some women still love you and will always love you. But the in love part, that requires work that is consistent from you as her partner, as her boo, as her man, as her husband. Okay? That's consistent effort that allows it to be in love, right? And that's where the good sex is with a woman that is in love with you. Okay? And I have a lot to say behind that, because people will be loved by somebody that they can't get sex from all the time. She still loves you, but she's not in love with you because there's something lacking, or there's a lot of things that are lacking. Men who hate catering to a woman's needs does not like women. Fight with your mom, okay? If you have a problem with catering to a woman's needs that you are in a relationship with, that you are in a marriage with, first of all, you do not like her. Second of all, you do not like women. Because who do you want? Your homeboy? Who do you want? Another man? Who do you want? A random? Make it make sense. Men who find an issue wowing a lady that they are in a relationship with or dating or married to do not like women. Make it make sense, because who else are you trying to wow? Your mom? Many people are in relationships and marriages feeling lonely and disconnected. And as a woman, when we feel disconnected, the sex will be trash. There's been numerous times that I was having sessions with a man where I'm thinking about my next day and my to-do list, and I'm not mentally there with him. Therefore, I'm not going to nut. I'm just going to let him get one off so he could get out my face. And a lot of women are in relationships like this. A lot of women are in marriages like this. And it's sad. And it's the reality of the situation. That's why she doesn't want to have sex with you, because in her mind, she already fucked. It was boring as fuck. It's going to be the same like last time. And there's nothing exciting there. There's nothing interesting to gain. A lot of women are not happy with the sessions men are providing. Surprise! And that's the real shit. But there are always reasons behind why she's not happy. There is always space to improve if you want to. Because a woman stops liking you in her mind first. A woman wants to have sex in her mind first. So if you are tapped into a woman's mind and she likes you in her mind first and she wants to fuck you in her mind first, getting her physically is the easiest part. It's the easiest part. And sadly, a lot of y'all do not have good game like your uncles did back in the day, your daddies and your granddaddies did. Y'all have no game. Y'all are very boring. Y'all are quick to hit somebody with a WID. I want this. Where is your fucking manners? Because there's a level before the WID that needs to be hit. There's a WID, and there are some things that needs to be done and said between you telling me what you want. I could give a fuck less what you want after you hit me with a WID. When you do things that a woman appreciates without being asked, the sex would be on given, would be on pivot. A lot of women's minds are, they're not even there. So not having sex with you is the easiest part. Because if you don't have my mind and we're not tapped in.
You are now listening to another Shambie Potter podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambiepodden.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambie Potter spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambie Potter. Hashtag Shambie Potter, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website shambiepotter.com. Now back to the show.
You know, we're not connected and we are very much disconnected. We've been disconnected for months. Me not fucking you is easy. It's easy. I could go months without you touching me, without us fucking, without me giving a fuck about us fucking because we're not mentally connected. I'm less and less attracted to you on a daily, the more you let this go on. And so that's why I be so like, what you mean you don't know why she left? There was so many things happening before a woman leaves your life that you are not paying attention to, or you think is just going to be regular everyday shit for the rest of her life. And it's not. Women not sticking around for that. Most women aren't. Some women are dumb enough to stick around for it. But another thing with women, if they do not want to have sex anymore or they do not want to have sex with you, did her diet change? Is her body changing? Does she like her body? Has she gone through any trauma? Have you asked her? Is she dealing with self-doubt? Is she grieving? Is she going through menopause? Like, if you haven't asked her about these things, had a conversation with her about these things, especially if you live with her, you can see visually what's going on with this woman. Is she hot more at night? Is she eating more? Is she eating less? Is she weighing herself? Is she going to the gym? Is she going on walks during the day? Is she getting workout stuff? Is she changing her diet? Have discussions with this woman to see where her mind is at, because that's going to have a lot to do about if she wants to have sex. Does she want to be seen naked? Does she want to be touched? Does she want something in her? If you haven't showed her that you want her and she hasn't shown you that she likes it, first of all, that needs to be like a self-awareness problem right there. If you've shown a woman that you like her and she hasn't given you feedback that she also likes you, and this can go further, ding, ding, ding. If the pieces do not connect, why are we trying to force the pieces? Society pressure is another big one with women, because society is always telling women what they should be having by a certain age, where they should be at a certain age, what size they should be by a certain height. If you are this age, there's no reason why you have this. There's no reason why your boobs are this big and your butt is this size and your thighs are this size. What do you mean you need a size this? And women are judged by how they look more than men are. Society pressures women on when they should be married by a certain age. Society pressures women on how they should look after they just had a baby. Society pressures women on how they dress when they have babies. You know what I'm saying? Does she need self-care? And self-care can be anything from personal pampering, getting her hair done, her nails done, getting a facial, getting a body massage, you taking her on a date. Again, quality time being spent. And a lot of men think quality time means hella money. Quality time doesn't mean hella money, especially if you are already in a relationship, dummy. She already likes you. All you have to do is put in the effort. It ain't nothing for you to be like, hey, at 8 p.m., you want to go for a walk and go get a coffee, or you want to go for a walk and go get ice cream, or come with me so I could go do a few things. If a man asks you to come with him so he could go do a few things, he really likes you and he wants to spend time with you. Okay? And you have to make space to have time with your man, especially if y'all have kids. Y'all got to get those kids settled, get those kids set up, and make time for both of y'all. But you can't have a whole day of waking up really early, saying good morning to each other, eventually saying bye to each other, not talking through the day. One of y'all come home, one of y'all still working, the other one is watching TV, you getting ready for dinner, you helping with the kids need this, the kids need that, you getting ready for bed, you taking a shower, he takes a shower, he's watching TV, or he's going to the gym or whatever. Y'all not spending quality time together. By the time he gets home, he takes a shower, you already been in bed. You probably tired as fuck. Are you waiting up for him? Like, all of these moments throughout the day, y'all just missing each other. Where's the quality time? Where's the time spent? Emotionally, if a woman is disconnected from you, she's not going to want to have sex. She's not going to enjoy the sex that y'all have. You know what I'm saying? If you boast and brag about other women in front of her or around her, she's not going to feel wanted if she doesn't look like those women. You know what I'm saying? She's not going to feel like, oh, this is encouraging. Let me go to the gym. Because a lot of people from another generation feel like nitpicking and being like a pest about how your body looks, that's encouraging for you to want to go work out, to want to go fix it. No, stop doing that with your kids and stop doing that with the people that you are in relationships with. It makes the people that you are in relationships with feel like you don't like them. Don't talk about my roles. Don't talk about my booty not being big enough. Don't talk about my boobs not being big enough. Don't talk about me gaining weight. Encourage me in a positive way. Figure it out. Use your Google and the fucking internet to figure out how can you encourage your woman in a positive way to work out if that's what you want her to do. But bragging about other women's bodies in front of your woman and not being self-aware that she doesn't look like that, this may make her feel a way. Stop doing that shit. But women are not stupid. We know when you're looking at other women. We know when you're on social media looking at other women's pages. We see who you're following. You can't tell me you're not looking at these women. Right? So just be aware of that. If a woman doesn't feel safe with you, she's not going to want to have sex with you. If you cheated, she's not going to be more inclined to have sex with you. If you talk down to her, she's not going to want to have sex with you. If you don't show her affection, she's not going to want to have sex with you. If you don't bring her peace and you just bring her chaos, she's not going to want to have sex with you. Like, why are y'all surprised by that? And side eye, because I would hope y'all are like 25 plus, 30 plus, maybe y'all in here and y'all even 40 plus. I would hope that as a man, y'all know intimacy is more than physical, okay? Physical can be the results of you doing everything else that is also intimacy. Again, here we go. Quality time. Easy. Convos with substance. Easy. If you have a brain. Showing her support. Going to the movies together. Going on walks together. Getting her flowers. Hugging her. Kissing her in random places at random times. Sending her funny videos throughout the day, or y'all just having cute, sweet conversation throughout the day. Going down memory lane with her. Looking at old pictures. Talking about what y'all want to do for y'all future and y'all goals. Doing things actively together in the house. Playing games in the house. Like, y'all make relationships feel like they've been dead for years. And it's really because y'all are mentally boring. Be spontaneous. I promise you, it's going to make her pussy twitch a little bit. Surprise her. I talked to y'all about how women love when a man texts her phone, come outside. If you know where your woman works, why haven't you bought her lunch at least once this month or twice this month? If you know where your woman works, why haven't you sent her flowers? Like, should be so easy. Should be so easy. And for me, what really irritates me is when a man starts off doing a lot of things without being told to or asked to, is sweet, and then slowly but surely it starts dying off and they don't do certain things anymore. And then I start feeling like if I go above and beyond and do something sweet, then I'm doing something too much because you pull back. So that's just going to tell me to pull back. I'm a Gemini. I reciprocate. We are mirror people. If you acting away, we going to act away because you telling us it's a green light. If you stop doing something, we're going to stop doing something because you're telling us you don't want that. Don't do it. What are you confused by? Some men are selfish fuckers. Some men do a position for them, not for your comfort, not because you enjoy the position. Some men want oral because you do a great job for them and their head fucking sucks. And they don't try to make it better. And they don't give a fuck about making it better. They just want a nut. Some men want you to wear certain things for them. And they come to bed with the same body, same shit. Some men are concerned about sex because they want a nut. They don't give a fuck about you nutting. And if you're a selfish fucker, please stay where you at. Please get the lotion and a washcloth. Go somewhere else and go handle that because I don't need to fuck you because you don't need me. You need to stroke your dick and get your nut yourself. A lot of men are using the women that they are in relationships with and they are dating and they are in marriages with to nut. Not to love, not to appreciate, not to honor, not to adore. A lot of women are in relationships having sex when they don't want to because it's not good, not because they're trying to punish you. They will stop loving you and have sex with you, and you think everything's cool. She's numb. Horrible sex is very common. It is rare that you find a couple that's been married for years having great sex still. If a woman is overworked and exhausted, she's not going to want to have sex. Surprise, surprise. When you as a man work all day with your body and you get home, do you have a lot of energy to do something you don't want to do? No, you do not. If you've been having a lot of frequent arguments with this lady and you've been ignoring her needs and she doesn't feel safe or seen by you or considered or appreciated, she's not going to want to have sex. If she doesn't feel secure in the relationship as far as emotionally, he shows me that he loves me. Mentally, he builds me up. Physically, he hugs me. He shows me affection. Financially, he makes sure everything is in place so we can do what we need to do, have what we need. She's not going to want to fuck you because you're starting to become a chore. She's starting to put you under the category of being her dependent because she cannot depend on you. And in a relationship, for me as a woman, a man is supposed to lead. If I cannot depend on the man that I am with, in my mind is going to start creating questions about why am I with him? Your actions will make a woman trust you. Your actions will make a woman believe in you. She will be more confident when she has a man she can believe in. Okay? And this is why I say, men, if y'all want to cheat and y'all want to fuck off on the side, be single. Because when y'all do fuck shit on the side or petty shit, and then a woman reciprocates by showing you the results of the shit that you did, now you want to say the things that you don't like that she does. She's doing things that you don't like because you did some fuck shit and you started the bullshit. You can't be an ain't shit person and then want somebody good to stand by you and continue to do great shit. That's selfish. Those small convos that are sweet can get you through the day, can get you through the week, can get you through the month. And women, please watch your mouth on how you talk to a man that you want to be with. Because if you talk to a man in a way where he feels degraded or less than, he's not going to want to show up for you as a man. You're going to make him feel like a boy. And then be surprised on why he's acting like a boy. Because you talk to him like he's a boy. You treat him like he's a boy. Okay? It's all about respect. Spend time that's engagement with the person that you're with. If you spend quality time and you do activities with this lady and y'all laughing together and y'all having joy together and it's free from kids and other people and it's really about y'all, I promise you, she's going to want to have sex. It's going to be good. Yes, some women will stay with you and still cheat. Sorry to say. Some women will be okay with you not having their needs met and know they have somebody that will meet those needs. And then you start to become one of those men that be in her call log. Oh, this is the man that makes sure bills is paid and the house shit is done. And then I got to have another nigga somewhere else that's making sure I'm getting piped right. Women will do that. Why? Because something was lacking in y'all relationship where she feels she has to have somebody else for that because the conversation is not being had. And personally speaking, I don't like dealing with multiple people at the same time. So I would rather get rid of what's not working completely and have someone else come in the picture that does it correctly. Because why? Okay? Most women today don't give a fuck about cheating because they feel like you're going to do it anyway, or her needs are not being met, so who gives a fuck? And the reality is, after a woman has marriage out her mind of wanting, and she has kids, and you have kids, and that is not the goal anymore, it is easy to be like, hey, I need to be fucked properly while I adult. If you're not going to do it, I'll find somebody else to do it. It is very easy. Don't make that a green light. And the way that you don't make that a green light in your relationship is by making sure that y'all are having a conversation and y'all are mentally connected so y'all can physically connect. That's all it takes.
Before I get out of here, I'm going to say this too. I'm massaging my feet because the way that I went in today, full body workout at the gym.
I need it! Monogamy is boring as fuck to a lot of women once they hit a certain age, right? And if you're going to be expected, not spontaneous, not interesting about sex and attraction and foreplay, then a woman will be comfortable not fucking you, not caring, and she's going to pour more into herself. If you make the relationship interesting and you keep it consistently interesting and spontaneous and fun, and it's balanced there, it's reciprocation there, you know, you don't have to worry about her not wanting sex. Okay, non-sexual needs met with women create sexual wants with women. A plus B equals fucking C. You do the right non-sexual things for a woman, even for yourself. If a man prioritizes taking care of his health, that's attractive. If a man prioritizes taking care of his hygiene, that's attractive. If a man prioritizes taking care of his body, working out, eating right, looking good, smelling good, taking care of your vehicle, taking care of your bills, being on top of your shit, a woman is going to want to sexually do things to you. Okay? But for a lot of women, it is non-sexual acts that makes her want to fuck you. It is the fact that you are spontaneous. It's the fact that you go above and beyond. It's the fact that you take care of.
She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way, so you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
Things before she has to ask you is the fact that she don't have to question how you're going to act in front of people. She doesn't have to question if you're going to be able to take care of bills, priorities, problems. If something's broke, you're not going to be in a panic like a woman would be in a panic. You're going to know what to do. You have tools, or you know who can fix it. If a woman is holding issues and problems with no solutions, as a man, you should bring her solutions. And if you're not bringing a woman solutions that already has issues and problems that she needs to solve and bringing her some form of peace, then it's pointless. It is pointless for you, right? So bring the solutions. Be about calming her, okay? Be about looking well, taking care of yourself, because whether or not that woman wants you after you take care of yourself and you look good and you smell good, there's going to be plenty of the women that are going to see that and want that. So it is not a lose-lose for you. So I'm not understanding why men don't understand that non-sexual needs met with women create sexual want with women. Okay? If you make her happy, if you keep her laughing, if you bring her peace, if she feels comforted by you, if she wants to be around you, or she just wants you to be in the house, y'all ain't even got to be in the same room together. She just wants to make sure you're okay, and you check in with her, and the conversation great, and y'all have goals together. You don't have to worry about her ever not wanting to fuck you unless she's just never been attracted to you, don't want you, never wanted you, and you're forcing something that's not there. But there is always a reason why women don't want to have sex with you. For me, it's very easy. It is very easy. And it is very easy for me to not want to fuck you also. But in all actuality, a man will determine if it's a green light or it's a red light on you. For a lot of women, men determine that. Okay? Y'all don't get to tell us when we have to fuck you, but y'all are the deciding factor on why we don't want to fuck. Most of the time. Okay? So do what you need to do for you. She's going to fall in line. And if you're doing what you need to do for you at the best that you can do it, and she is just not with it, that is not your girl. That is not your lady. Please pivot. Okay? My name is Shan. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. But there is always a reason why a woman doesn't want to have sex. Sometimes it has nothing to do with another man. Sometimes it's her not even want to be with you in the first place. Some women will constantly use men. Yes, I'm not going to sit here and act like that doesn't happen. Some women had no sexual interest in you from the jump. And y'all just skipped over that and thought y'all was going to be able to buy y'all way into pussy. Y'all thought y'all was going to be able to buy meals into pussy, trips into pussy. Every woman is not that thirsty. I'm sorry. Okay? Okay? Let's wake up. This is 2025. Okay? But if something is physically or mentally or emotionally going on with her, no, she's probably not thinking sex needs to happen today. But if you check in with her and you make sure all of those boxes are checked, everything is good, I promise you, the pussy will flow. The pussy is a floweth. Okay? We're not complicated. Y'all just make shit complicated because y'all don't want to put in the effort sometimes. Okay? If she's getting good on her skills with that mouth and that throat, you need to be getting good on your skills with yours. Okay? You need to be studying and looking at some new techniques, trying some new things, exploring some new things, having some new conversations with her, making it very interesting and spontaneous. Because for me, once I mentally know what you're going to do when you fuck me, I am bored as fuck and I do not want to fuck. You have to keep it interesting. You have to keep it spontaneous. And I do not like fucking in the same place. That is just me though. Okay. There is nothing mediocre about what I like in that sector. It has to be an adventure. Not all the time, but please wow me in a way. Please do something new. Please add some Mrs. Dash on that thing. Please! But anywho, I hope I answered that question. Okay? We are not complicated. Just don't make it complicated. Non-sexual needs met with women create sexual wants with women. A plus B equals C. Okay? And if her equation is not working, that is not the woman that should be in the equation. Very